Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's that time of the week when we have our special guest who's an expert in the statewide business community show up, and today it's John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, but today he's in our studio. John, glad you could make it. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, Mike.
Got a cookout planned for later today?
We need to find somebody cooking out later today, that's for sure.
All right, so tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
A few weeks ago, we had this very successful entrepreneur, Paul Singh, who came to Greenville and talked about his story. And I was born in India and moved to the United States as a child. And today, he's a very successful entrepreneur. Got started at AOL, left, started his own business, built a significant net worth, and now has gone around the United States looking to invest in non-traditional places and has invested in 2,400 companies. That's a bunch, isn't it?
He's not having to run any of these, though, right?
Well, he can't be running many of them, that's for sure. But the interesting thing about what he said was when he was young, he didn't know he could be an entrepreneur because he looked around and he saw the magazines and the people that were really successful and nobody looked like him. This is the kind of guy you'd like to recruit to town, isn't it? Somebody that's been really successful, that feels accepted. Another announcement in Greenville a couple of weeks ago, I think, is a real good illustration of public entrepreneurship that's all about kind of building the ecosystem that's important to attract really smart, talented people, especially diverse folks. Historically in Greenville, on the west side, there were two parks. There was Mayberry Park and there was Meadowbrook Park. And people know in Greenville, we've done a pretty good job with that. We had Cleveland Park and now Falls Park with the waterfall. And so this is like the next one up the river. But these two parks were a part of segregation. Mayberry was the black park and Meadowbrook was the white park. And it's kind of sad when you think about it that our children couldn't play together on the same playgrounds. And to make this even maybe a little worse, somewhere along the way, the city fathers decided to build a minor league baseball stadium. And so they took about half of Mayberry Park to build this stadium. And when the African-American folks complained, they were told, well, you know, we're not taking your park. We're giving you a stadium, to which they appropriately responded, yeah, but I can't sit in that stadium. And so there's this legacy of this division in what we hope becomes this wonderful part of Greenville. And they announced the name of it. And the name of it's going to be Unity Park. They're going to have a Mayberry Park and a Meadowbrook Park, so we, you know, keep traditionally those names and don't lose them. But I think this idea that this is Unity Park, where everybody now can participate and everybody can come and celebrate together and enjoy this area. It's about 60 acres. It's going to be a $40 million investment, about $20 million by the city. They're looking for $20 million in private investment, so this is a public-private partnership. That's that kind of entrepreneurship that Greenville's been so good at over 40, 50, 60 years now. And I think what's important about this is now think about people in Greenville wondering if there's a role for them, people outside of Greenville looking for, you know, is this a place that we want to move to? You know, people like Paul Singh, would he feel comfortable here? And all of a sudden we're trying to send the message that, yeah, we want you here. We want to celebrate this. And it's great that it's happening in Greenville. We need to promote this kind of thing throughout South Carolina, overcoming some of the historical divisions we had and really coming together as family.
Do we know a timeline on this park being finished?
This is a long-time project. I mean, this is going to be maybe 20 years in the development. The first part of it's going to open in 2020, which is, you know, not too far down the road here. Interestingly, the first time this park was proposed was in a strategic plan in 1907. So this is something that's kind of been on in the works for a while. Knox White has talked about since he's been mayor in the 90s that it's been something that he's had a vision for. So it's been a long time coming, but it's finally here. And, you know, within a year or so, the first part of it will open, but this will be a, you know, a long-term development project over a couple of decades to really realize its full potential.
Well, something else that's finally here, John, is with Memorial Day, it's kind of like the kickoff for summer, right? Any events for our business community coming up?
Well, there are no real big events over the next few weeks, but we have the traditional entrepreneurial programs that people throughout the state can participate in, Million Cup, startup pitches in several different cities, just Google Millennium Cup in your city and see if it pops up. And then, of course, Technology After Five, which occurs in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston, all great ways to plug into the entrepreneurial community.
John, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can keep up. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.